Welcome. We're opening the doors to the Radio Thrift Shop. Digging in the crates for 33s, 45s, scratchy 78s, older and newer cassette releases, and compact discs. We're going to find classic rock and pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library and production music, easy listening, and just about everything else that tickles my ears. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for tuning in. Let's explore the thrift shop. So good, Toots Thielman. Well, every so often on the Radio Thrift Shop, we have a theme, or at least a direction we go in musically. So, this show, we're going to do library music. If you don't know what library music is, Google it, because unfortunately, I just can't do a long explanation. But sit back and enjoy. It's almost undescribable, no particular genre, it's just library music. On the Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you. through the day, for it begins our journey. It is the mountain that's over our homes to the water. It is the way of spirit. We are blessed with its invisible wings to the fire. It is the voice of God. to fire, to the horse, to the bear, to the father, to the mother, to song, to morning, to grass, to the stars.
Warmth with praise poems. Before that, something relatively new by Sven Wunder, a tune called Snowdrops. Sven Wunder is definitely a musician to watch. Incredibly talented and very intriguing music he's creating. Well, this is DJ Frederick. This is the Library Music Edition of the Radio Thrift Shop.
On New Year's Eve in Scotland, when the first person crosses your threshold after midnight, it's a moment of great significance. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Pulse of the Planet listener Paul Jameson left Scotland when he was 12 years old, but he still recalls Hogmanay, the Scottish celebration of New Year's.
You are celebrating with close friends in your house, and then New Year's, when the bells ring, everyone's watching the telly and waiting for midnight to come around. What happens is, after midnight passes, basically everyone kisses and says cheer. You move from door to door in your neighborhood, in your area, and what happens is the first person that comes to your door determines your luck for the rest of the year. And there's several factors that determine whether the person is unlucky or lucky. One of the things that I was told is that if it's a man, it's lucky. If the person is tall, it's lucky. Dark skin is lucky. If the person is a stranger, not a friend, then that's also lucky. And the very last thing is if the person has a lump of coal to give to the guest of the house, then that also is very lucky. The one song that I remember that everybody just gets into is The Flower of Scotland. It's pretty much like the Scottish National Anthem. Everyone just kind of puts their arms around each other and you just sway back and forth, left to right, singing The Flower of Scotland.
Thanks to the Corries for their version of The Flower of Scotland. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
You're listening to the musical progressions of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was The Bid On with a tune called Puppet from their album Sorry Puppet that was re-released on Cinedelic Records back in 2015. Before that, Rain Renap with Lend. That was recorded in 1973 in Estonia. And we started off with Quiver and Cool Evening from the UK in 1971. Well, this is the Library Music Edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick.
Exploring Science in the Sea. When you're being chased by a great hammerhead shark, simply running away isn't always a great option. The shark is big and fast, so there's a good chance it'll catch whatever it chases. So the best plan is to run to someplace where the sharks can't follow, like shallow water. Adult blacktip sharks on the southeast coast of Florida seem to have adopted that strategy. Researchers saw them do it in three videos shot with drones in 2018 and 19. Blacktip sharks are a common sight along the Florida coast during the winter. They sometimes congregate by the thousands. Adults are about 6 feet long. They're torpedo-shaped, so they're good swimmers. But they're no match for the great hammerhead. Those photographed in Florida were at least twice as long as the blacktips. The hammerheads have tall, curved fins on their backs. When they roll over on their sides, the fin provides lift, like the wing of an airplane. And their tail fins provide a strong push, so they swim fast. In the videos, though, the hammerheads didn't catch any blacktips, no matter how fast they swam. The smaller sharks darted toward shore. The fins of the hammerheads breached the surface, so the sharks lost speed and thrashed around a bit before heading back toward deeper water, and another try. Researchers already knew that juvenile sharks use shallow waters to escape predators, but this was the first time that adults were seen to adopt the strategy, running to some place where bigger sharks couldn't follow. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
It's homegrown, homemade radio since 1975. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to Radio Thrift Shop. welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Going to spend a little time digging through my Radio Thrift Shop theme bin. Some tunes that I use for theme music for the opening or the closing, or music that I really haven't used yet and intend to, or music that I've intended to and probably never will use. So it's theme tunes for the Radio Thrift Shop on the Radio Thrift Shop. Now, how meta is that? David Axelrod, Holy Thursday. Before that, Minoru Muraoka with Take Five. I'm DJ Frederick. We're digging into the crates of Radio Thrift Shop theme music that I've used for openings or closings, or that I hope to use or intended to use. They're in the Thrift Shop theme archive. I'll be back with more tunes right after this.
This week marks New Year's Eve by the Julian calendar, and we're in the small village of Ornash, Switzerland, where they're celebrating the holiday of Silvesterklausen. Several masked figures file past us, sporting bells and ornate headdresses over a foot high. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Silvesterklausen is a New Year's celebration here in Ornash, practiced by the Klauser, men of the village disguised in elaborate traditional costumes, bells, and headdresses so large and heavy that they often physically injure the wearer. At dawn on New Year's Eve, the Klauser will trudge single file through the village, stopping in front of select houses. Each Klauser is adorned with either 13 round bells or two giant cowbells strapped to their front and back. They dance and ring their bells in a specific rhythm, announcing their presence to the people at home. Klauser will perform a few of these yodels as a wish for a happy new year to the villager, who rewards them with a drink of wine or cider, and usually some money. After thanks are exchanged, the group will move along until they reach another house on the lane. They'll continue their journey until midnight, when they stop to sing and celebrate in the new year with the rest of the villagers. Our special thanks to Dr. Regina Bendix, Assistant Professor of Folklore and Folklife at the University of Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
You're listening to the musical progressions of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you. Birds in Flight by Sven Liebeck from the Nature Walkabout soundtrack. And before that we heard Sunbirds with Ocean Song. Well, this is DJ Frederick. I've been playing some music that I have hoped to use at one time or another for Radio Thrift Shop theme music. So we're going to end the show with Sven Liebeck, one of my favorite compositions by him called The Fate of Life. Thanks for listening. Wishing you many blessings.